Texas slipped one spot in this year's ranking, and Rhonda Randall, a senior advisor with the United Health Foundation, says in part, Texans' weight is literally weighing the state down.
So we see a high prevalence of physical inactivity. On that measure, Texas is actually ranked 42nd out of 50 states. So there's a great opportunity for more Texans to get moving.
Almost 5.5 million adults in Texas are considered obese, and most of them are physically inactive.
We also see a high percentage of uninsured population, unfortunately ranked 50th out of 50 states for that metric.
Ouch. Here's some good news. Compared with other states, Texas has a low rate of drug-related deaths, few mental health days, and a low rate of cancer deaths. Randall also points out in the last year, the state has made significant improvements in lowering the prevalence of binge drinking, preventable hospitalizations, and violent crime. So what could help Texas move up in the rankings next year?
Focusing on some of these that are really important, like physical inactivity, like obesity, and like diabetes, can really make a difference in Texas' overall health status.
This year, the state of Mississippi came in last. Hawaii was number one. The palm trees and fresh coconut milk couldn't hurt. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.